Labor, we are in for a treat this afternoon. I've been looking forward to this day since last year when we nailed down our keynote speaker. Before the luncheon was over last year, I went up to this brother and said, "Is it possible with your schedule that you're all over everywhere? Could you please just stop by and drop a little bit of your wisdom on us here in New York State? Can you just please stop in for a little while and just let us know, fire us up, get us ready? This is a very important time in our history. 2020 is going to be something that we're all going to be looking back at in years to come and say what we did here changed the way our history is." So he said, "Most definitely, I would come." And who is this brother? This is my brother from another mother. This is my brother who I looked at his bio, which I never done before, and I found out that we have more in common than I thought. We both started out our careers as housekeepers. We both have 3 children. We both have 2 grandchildren, and they run everything in both of our lives. But this brother that I'm talking about is a strong, visionary leader. Somebody that when you're in a fight, you want him locked arm in arm with you. Somebody that you know that you can count on when times get rough. Whether it's health care for all, affordable, you know he's going to be there. Whether it's quality public education, he's going to be at the forefront. Whether it's ensuring that we have an economy that works for everybody, George is leading the fight. Whether it's a fight for 15, he is right there. Clean water, clean air for everybody, not just 1199 members, he is right there. Raise the age, he's right there. Immigration reform, he is right there. Big civic engagement by voter education, voter mobilization, voter registration, and getting voters to the poll, George is leading the march. George is leading for all that. Stand to your feet for our keynote speaker, the president of 1199 SEIU, George Gresham.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Well, Terry didn't say it all, so I'll just say thank you very much. Any questions? I almost didn't recognize the person he was speaking about, but I knew it was my turn, so I started heading up this way. Takes me a little longer these days to get around, so I had to give myself time. I promise not to be too long, because I'm not getting any younger, and from time to time I need a bio break. Y'all know what that means. First of all, I want to thank God for the strength to be here today. There's so many people, like my father, who did not make it to see this day. And sometimes they get aches and pains, but I know that every day above ground is a good day. And so, I'm also very blessed that I have my mother here with me today, my mother Lisa Gresham. And I have my family that are here too. The younger folks don't like it, but I call us the hillbillies. And so, stand up, hillbillies. Thank you. And then, of course, I have my great 1199 family that is here. And we can act up, and we can get rowdy, and we can argue like hell with each other. But when it comes to messing with our members or messing with us, we are a family and we do stick together. I'm trying to, for the last couple of days, in between actually a lot of different meetings, I've been trying to think about what I want to speak about today. I'm not a person to write notes. I tend to jot down points that I don't want to miss, but I try not to give notes because I try not to put people to sleep. And I just want to say to my mother that sometimes when I talk about things as the way they are today, I don't know, somebody gets inside of me and make me cuss. But Mom, I just want you to know, and not my fault, but talking about the world as it is today, in this era of Trump, we in the labor movement have got to return this place back to working people. And I'm gonna be a little bit hard. I hope I don't make you mad, but don't care if I do, because I gotta say what I gotta say. Thank you, brother. We are the only difference in the lives of working people in this country. We, the labor movement. And it bothers me sometimes, I'm not gonna call no names out, but it bothers me sometimes when I see the heads of labor sitting around, walking around with suits on, acting, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years from retirement, and they know how, you know, all of us know how to give a good speech. You in the labor movement are not worth your salt if you can't give a speech, because you have to get other people to believe they can make change. And so, us in the labor movement are not necessarily impressed by someone who gives a speech if they don't do shit after the speech. And too often in the labor movement right now, it's like we've forgotten the power that we had. You know, my father, he's not here today, but my father left the South to come to the North to take care of family because he wasn't able to do it in the South. And when he and my mother came to New York, they did many jobs. They were just not too proud to do anything for their family. But when my father was able to hold his head up high and take care of all of his bills and live with the dignity that working people deserve, was when he became a member of the union, a Teamster member. And it is on us, I'm asking us to go back and demand of our leaders that we take bold action. This is not a time for small thinking. It's not a time for small action. We stand on the shoulders of people that were willing to die in order to make life better for us. And we have to ask ourselves, what are we willing to do? As labor people, are we willing to get arrested? Are we willing to put ourselves on the line in between for our members to do what is necessary? Or do we want to find excuses why we are not organized? Because I have to tell you, sisters and brothers, some of us As labor leaders, we talk a lot of and we don't deliver very much.